to Iceland next, where a French woman with Irish residency has been arrested after her husband and daughter were found dead in their hotel room. All three had been living here for many years. Freyr Gunnarsson, news reporter at Iceland's national broadcaster, RUV, joins us now. Freyr, thanks for taking our call. What happened?
Well, what we know is at around 7 o'clock this Saturday morning, staff at the Edition, a five-star luxury hotel at the Harbour in Reykjavik, called the police. And when authorities arrived, they found a man in his late 50s and a woman in her 30s dead, and a woman with serious stab wounds. It later emerged that the deceased were her husband and daughter, and she was suspected of murdering them. The woman was brought to the hospital, where her situation is now stable, and the police has talked to her through a French interpreter, but has not commented on any motives as of now.
What is known about the family at this point, Freyr?
Well, we don't know very much about the family. We know that they arrived to Iceland last weekend, or the 7th of June, from Dublin, where they live. They had been here for a week and were scheduled to leave the country on the day they were found. So the police is now trying to draw a picture of what they were doing here in Iceland, and if anything can shed a little light on what happened that night.
And are the Icelandic police in contact with the police in Ireland?
We know they intend to ask formally for help from the Irish and the French law enforcement. But when that will happen is unsure. They're trying to gather some information, both from mobiles and surveillance videos, to try to, yes, as I said, shed a light on what happened in this hotel.
Absolutely. And the woman, is she still in hospital or is she in custody?
She is in custody at the hospital.
Okay.
And her situation is stable. She is able to speak.
It's a big story there, is it, Freyr?
Yes, it's a very big story. It's not very common that we have here a double homicide, although the murder rates in Iceland have been going up. But we are also having a lot of tourists, and the country is becoming more popular. So, yes, but this is a very big story and not something we see every day.
Well, thank you very much indeed for bringing us up to date this morning. Freyr Gunnarsson, news reporter at Iceland's national broadcaster, RUV.